Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. Please stay tuned as you'll be hearing from your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, shortly. We ask that you place all avoidable fees within your retirement plan in the overhead bin. We'll be departing shortly.
Welcome to the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray. Bruce is a financial advisor and the founder of GP Financial Services. He's a former member of our country's Air Force and is a proud author of the helpful book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Stay tuned throughout the next hour for information and education that can bring you financial peace of mind as you travel to that wonderful destination of retirement.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
Hello and welcome. It is the Retirement Navigator. I'm John Stillman, alongside the founder of GP Financial Services, that is Bruce Gray, also the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Big Bruce, how are you? And if you say sitting up eating solid food, we're going to just cut this off the air. So what else you got for me?
I'm sitting up eating too much food.
That's better. That's an improvement.
I can tell you, you know what I'm in love with now, John?
What's that?
I have a bit of a sweet tooth. Do you?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll eat an entire pack of double stuffed Oreos in a day and not blink.
That's my kind of guy. Yep. Have you ever tried these yogurt covered pretzels?
I do like yogurt covered raisins. I don't think I've had yogurt covered pretzels.
You'll find them on your shelf in the grocery store, and oh man, they are so good. Well, the problem of it is when I open the package, you might as well have a barker there saying, new package.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Gabriel, our Aussie doodle, he has an affinity for them too. And he'll sit there and look at me so sad. Yep. Right next to me, that you start feeling guilty for eating your own doggone pretzels.
I don't know what it is. My entire life, I've been surrounded by other people who want to eat my food. So when I was in high school, my grandfather lived with us in the later years of his life. And any time I would walk in the room snacking on something, he immediately, his antenna was like, what you chewing on? He wanted to participate. And then, you know, now, of course, with the dogs and a three-year-old, like everybody wants what I'm eating. The other night, I'd made some cheese and crackers for myself. And I had them all laid out on a plate, came and sat down in the den on the couch, and Molly reaches over to grab one. And I was like, I made the exact amount of cheese and crackers that I want. And she's like, well, I just want one. No, I made the exact amount that I want. So,
see, women don't understand that thinking, yeah. First of all, right? Because they figure I'll make some extra for everybody else. We don't think that way.
Right. I don't know what any of this has to do with retirement planning, but...
It's important to know.
Maybe we should lead the show with some snack advice every week. That's good.
I'm with yogurt pretzels. All right, this is my yogurt pretzel week.
There you go.
Yeah. Folks, do not eat them. Yep. They are addictive, and I'm sure it's on purpose. Stay away. Stay away.
Well, if you'd like any snack advice from Bruce, you can get that. You can also get retirement advice, probably a better use of everyone's time. To set that up, simply call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. All right, here's my segue. Bruce, maybe you need to rebalance your snack intake a little bit. You can't get too heavy on the cookies. You can't get too heavy on the yogurt-covered pretzels, right? You need a nice, well-balanced snacking diet, just as you need to occasionally rebalance your portfolio. How about that for a transition?
Well, I would say it's a nice comparison, but it doesn't apply because you can get too heavy on these.
Right, exactly.
You won't get too heavy on rebalancing.
Well, so when it comes to rebalancing your portfolio, I mean, first of all, what does that mean and why is it important?
Well, your portfolio is not and should not just be all stocks, as an example, and all, if you are all stocks, all the same type of stock. A portfolio is a blending of stocks and bonds, and the old story is quite simple. Or stocks, and I should say fixed income, not necessarily just bonds. But it's the old story that the bonds or the fixed income will balance out the stocks somewhat. And what it's basically doing is reducing risk. Now, the big rage in retirement plans today, John, is these age-dated portfolios. In other words, you say, I'm going to retire in the year of 1927. And so they put you in a supposedly styled portfolio with your 401k, your 403b, or whatever you have at work.
Which, for the record, it would be really hard to retire somebody in 1927 at this point.
Yeah, it certainly would be. Maybe 2027
there
would
be
even better.
Let's do that.
Smarty. That's why I hang with him, folks. He's just as sharp as a bowling ball. Well, anyway, what you're doing is you're trying to reduce the risk in the portfolio, and you are to a certain extent doing that. However, it's been my experience as I've looked at these age-dated or retirement-dated portfolios that I see people have that they don't do precisely what people want them to do. You really need to balance these individually. Now, why do I say that? Well, let's suppose that John and I are the same age and we're going to retire in the same year and we have the same amount of money. It's a ridiculous supposition, folks, because he's really very rich and I'm a poor man. But
and you're much younger than me.
And I digress. But here's the thing. Let's suppose that John's well-to-do and I'm not well-to-do. Does it make sense to you folks that if he has a strong position and a nice size portfolio, he might be able to take on more risk in search of more reward? Because let's face it, if all your money's in a CD, you don't have much risk, but you certainly don't have any rewards coming there either. They're called certificates of disappointment nowadays. So that's what you find in these portfolios that are dated, that are automatically balanced, or retirement dated or age dated, whatever you want to call them. They're quite in vogue now. And what it does, my friends, in my opinion, and please forgive me, those who are great believers in these, but I think it gives us a false sense of security. Should I be invested in the way that a Rockefeller or a Rothschild should invest? Well, they could put $50 million on Blue Nose in the fifth race, and if Blue Nose doesn't show up, doesn't make any difference. They've still got a lot of money left over. If I put $50 million in, it's my whole estate and more than I have in my estate. So the point here is you do need to rebalance. My point is it needs to be done personally and professionally by somebody who has been in the game a little bit, knows what they're doing, and it should be a personal rebalancing, not a rebalancing that is general to everybody. Does that make any sense, John?
It does. How often should you do it? Or how should you be able to tell, okay, it's time to rebalance? Is it something you do at certain intervals or just when it needs it? How do you know?
Well, what I do with my clients is I have annual reviews, and this is one of the things we discuss. That's what I think should be done. And if in the middle of the period of your annual review and we're not reached it yet, and we see strong winds blowing on the market positively or negatively, or we see a market movement that could be devastating to a portfolio, we need to discuss it then. If you're in a loser, just to hanging around until you're ready to deal with it is not the answer for working with a portfolio that is not performing in the standard that you want. And that's, by the way, what many people do. Oh, well, I'll take care of that later. Well, I would just come back and say to you folks, it's only money.
But it's only my money that you're talking about.
Exactly. And you should care. Yep. That's my point exactly.
Well, let's go back to this age thing you were talking about earlier. How does the rebalancing look different when you're older compared to, you know, when you're younger and just getting started out?
Well, rebalancing when you're older, you definitely want to minimize risk. I have told several people who had very little control on their IRAs, or their 401ks, I should say, and they've come to me. And I've looked at the choices and we've talked about them, and their choices are risk or a little bit more risk or a little bit less risk. And people have told me, now, Bruce, I have $500,000 here. Well, is that money important to you? Well, people think that's a dumb question because money is always important to most people. But it's not a dumb question. What I pin down is, do you have to have this money for you to subsist or survive in retirement? If we say yes, I've told people in perilous times, back in the 2008 era and in examples like that, I've told them, go to cash. You got a savings account there. It's paying you one point nothing. But the point of it is which would put you in a worse position. If you experienced a market crash like 2008, in position that you are, you lose 50% or more of your retirement dollars. The question becomes, can you really retire in that situation? Oftentimes the answer is no. So I think this is a very critical thing. I don't think it should be brushed over lightly. And I've had more than one or two people who a year before retirement, or maybe even 2 years before retirement, have put their money just in the cash account. Now, why? Because there wasn't any place else they could put their money and minimize the risk or reduce the risk. And they expressed the opinion of, yes, I have to have this money. Well, if you have to have the money, folks, do not stand in Las Vegas next to the dice table with those white bones in your hand. And that's what we're doing when we, quote unquote, play the market. Now, I'm not anti-market. I got money in it. And I got clients with a lot of money in it, millions and millions of dollars. I'm anti just throwing it out there and seeing what happens. You need to invest with a purpose and a plan.
Well, so many people don't have that purpose. They don't have that plan. They have an account where they've done a good job of saving up a lot of money, but no real direction for that money. And Bruce, that's why we encourage folks to come in, sit down, and have a conversation with you. How do we make that happen?
Well, it's a real simple process. Just call our toll-free number, and either myself or Ted will call you back personally. We don't push this off on anybody. We actually enjoy talking with the people. We'll call you back. Oftentimes, we can help you just by a phone call. Sometimes people choose to come in because they want to look at things in a perspective that contains more depth. Either way, it works real well. But you want to do that so that you can get a second opinion. Oh, by the way, John, as you well know, you will never get a second opinion from the person who gave you the first opinion.
Well, you might, but it'll be the same opinion.
It'll be the same doggone thing. And that's if you ask your wife, should you get married? She's going to say, yeah, I think you should. Same opinion as you had before, John.
Yep.
So your wife's home now from the trip, by the way, you said.
She's back. Came back from Kenya with a fever and intestinal turmoil, let's call it. So she's back,
yes.
But she's not back, if you know what I mean.
Not in the pink.
Right.
Yeah. Mission trips are great, but they can be, quote unquote, hazardous to your health.
That's right.
Yeah. So simply think about your situation for a minute, folks, and if you're not totally comfortable with it, that might be an indicator that it's a good idea to reach out and get a second opinion or even a third opinion. Opinions are possessed by virtually everybody, and they shouldn't be intimidating. But when you have an opinion that is expressed by a professional in an industry, might be something that you want to spend some time listening to, because at the end of the day, if you need that money upon your retirement status, it's a good idea to get an opinion from somebody who is a retirement specialist. And that's what we do at GP Financial. We only work with the retired or the soon-to-be retired. I've got one client that's in his 20s, and he came to me through his father and grandfather. So we typically specialize in the more mature area and in retirement planning. And we'd be glad to give you a second opinion and see how it feels for you.
And here's the number to call. It's 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation to come in and have that conversation with the team at GP Financial. Great opportunity if you're retired already, if you're getting close to retirement, like, 5 or 10 years out, and you want to be sure that you're on the right track. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. You'll get that complimentary analysis of your portfolio and have a conversation about your life and your goals for your retirement. One more time, 855-677-4040.
GP Financial Services.
This is the Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come on the program today.
Your Retirement Navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, work tirelessly to make sure your needs are met as you prepare for retirement. Come in for a visit with the team and get a retirement plan that will leave your finances protected in the future. Call 855-677-4040 That's 855-677-4040.
Our cruising altitude, you are now free to move about retirement.
Rolling along, it is the Retirement Navigator. We're joined now by Ted Porter. He's the Vice President at GP Financial Services. Teddy, what's happening this week?
Johnny boy, things are good. How about you, my man?
Doing great. Good to talk with you.
Always.
And if you'd like to talk with Ted and the team, you can set that up. Simply call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation if you'd like to come sit down with the team at GP Financial. Ted, I'm sure you remember Yogi Berra, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Great baseball player, good manager, but also funny, a wonderful quote. Always cranking out good quotes. And you know, he died a couple of years ago, I think. But said a lot of memorable things in his life. And apparently he was a good financial planner, too, if we want to take some of his quotes and apply a financial context to them. So I'll show you what I mean. I'm going to give you a Yogi Berra quote. And you're going to weave it into financial planning wisdom, okay? No pressure.
Okay. Sounds no worries. Happy to try.
All right. So Yogi Berra said, I never said most of the things I said. If we want to put that into a financial context, how would we do that?
One of the most discouraging things that we hear from clients who come in for their financial MRI, John, as an example, is that they don't remember or fully understood the strategy or investment their advisor actually placed them in for their retirement nest egg protection and growth. You know, Bruce and I believe that education and clarity of what, why, how, and when we are using certain financial tools and strategies are imperative for each and every one of our trusted clients. I mean, folks, have you ever experienced where you were sold one thing, but then down the road, everything you remember from the sales pitch isn't actually true? I mean, don't let that happen to you when it comes to retirement planning. I think that relates to I never said most of the things I said.
Yep. Don't want to get caught up in that when it comes to your portfolio. All right, another Yogi Berra quote. Well, this will be easy to apply financial context to. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Oh, boy. Simply put, inflation is a very real thing. I mean, we've seen that very real situation occur. For example, I mean, back in the 80s when the prime interest rates were double digits, and what was very good for savers wasn't so good for other portions of our economy. I mean, inflation is a very real thing, folks, and it doesn't take that long for a dime to be worth less than a nickel. And if you haven't addressed inflation in your portfolio, you're missing an important piece, and we look at it in our retirement planning with folks. So I would say that that inflation relates to what Yogi said on that particular quote.
Makes a lot of sense. So be sure that you're able to give yourself raises in retirement. Be sure that your buying power is keeping up with the price of things. Yogi said, if you don't know where you're going, you might wind up someplace else. Now, that was also a Toby Keith lyric, but first, it was a Yogi Berra quote. How do we apply that to the financial world?
Yeah, the other one is, no matter where you go, there you are.
Right.
I mean, how true is this statement when it comes to lack of planning for the future and our retirement process? I mean, come on. How can we get to our final destination, John, if we don't have a roadmap in place to help determine our direction and give us progress points along the way from which we can identify and quantify the goals that we need to reach? For example, and this is one of the most neglected yet important areas of successful retirement planning. If you don't have a structured retirement plan, folks, how do you know if you're on the right track or not? Just because you have a healthy account balance, it doesn't mean that you have a plan. You need to know where you're going, and you need to have points of reference to be sure that you're getting to that destination that's important for the longevity of your retirement planning. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you want to be sure that you can gauge your progress. And how can you possibly gauge your progress if you're just ambling along without any kind of direction or plan? So there you go. If you don't know where you're going, you might wind up someplace else. When you come to a fork in the road, take it, Yogi Berra said. How's that apply to our financial lives?
You know, John, we believe that financial coaching can be very, very helpful to our folks to be sure that they're making intelligent and very informed decisions with all the relevant facts in front of them and a complete understanding of how these facts will apply to their best interests in retirement planning, not ours. So when you are making choices, you're not moving forward in the dark, so to speak, folks. So, you know, sometimes in retirement planning, you're forced to make a choice. For example, at what age to take Social Security or whether or not to take a spousal benefit on your pension are just a couple of examples. In situations like this, it is vital that you understand your options and the pros and cons of each. So when you get to that fork in the road, the one you're taking is the one that is going to be most fruitful to you. And I think coaching is a very, very important part of any kind of financial practice. We take coaching from people that are teaching us different things that we want to be able to apply to our planning strategies. And so we apply coaching to our folks because it helps guide them along the way.
One final Yogi Berra quote that I'll leave you with, Ted, is it's like deja vu all over again. Where do we see that in the financial world?
Hey, you know, John, if you track the S&P 500 as an example from the Great Depression all the way through 2017, we've experienced 14 market crashes. And when the market loses 20% or more, according to the SEC, that's defined as a market crash. We've also had two near crashes where the market lost in the 90s a little over 19% in both cases. And if we do the math, as the kids say, that averages a major loss in the market about every 5 to 8 to 9 years. And most experts who truly map and research these market trends have concurred that we are due for another one of these, like we saw really fairly recently in 2000 to 2003, and then again in 2007 to 2009. Folks, have you prepared for these potentials? In other words, have you made any investment adjustments in your risk exposure since the last crash we experienced, where the market lost 56%? So cycles in the stock market are very similar. Things are going well and everybody is buying, and then there's a crash or a correction, and suddenly everybody is panicking and selling. Nobody can predict when these things are going to happen, but the way that people behave during these periods is very predictable. And we feel that you should have planning in place to make sure that you know what these trends, if they did happen, how would that affect your market position as you are, which is why we offer our financial MRI. So for the next 10 callers, we're going to offer our financial MRI. And if we have more than 10 callers, which we do each week, we'll accommodate everybody's schedule the best that we can. So we'll make time in our calendars and we'll find a place to get you in, folks. We call it a financial MRI because we're going to take a snapshot of your retirement plan. That way you can be very clear about the picture of where you stand now and where you're headed if you maintain your current course. And believe me, if it ain't broke, we're not going to try to fix it. Now, that didn't come from Yogi, but I'm just telling you that that's how Bruce and I feel. If you're in good shape, we're going to let you know. We're going to bless you, and we're going to move on here. But we'll also run a stress test on your portfolio to give you a feel for what kind of risk you actually have in your current investments. If we have another downturn like we did in 2008, how much do you stand to lose if that occurs? Or if we have another great bull market like we did in 2013, what is the upside that you have? You should know this. Finally, we're going to show you what a real lifetime income plan looks like. The biggest financial fear for most people is outliving their money. So we'll show you how to best invest your retirement savings to be sure that you have the paychecks, your own pension coming in for as long as you're alive. So if what we've talked about today, folks, resonates with you, pick up the phone, take the call. Don't procrastinate. Again, we can take the first 10 callers, possibly more depending upon how flexible our schedules are. But let's sit down for your financial MRI and see where you stand, because what really truly matters to Bruce and I in the Retirement Navigator program is that when you come in for a visit, we will always give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. And our goal is to take the fear and the guesswork out of financial planning. So pick up the phone, come in for your financial MRI. We're looking forward to meeting with you.
855-677-4040 is the number to call. That's 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation, but it's your chance to get that financial MRI. Really gives you a lot of clarity on where you stand and what you need to be doing moving forward. No cost or obligation. 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. This is the Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come on the program today. Don't go anywhere.
Time to dust off those old financial plans and hit the trail. Adventure is out there, so keep listening to your Retirement Navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, and let them help you find it in retirement.
This is the Retirement Navigator, and that is Ted Porter, Vice President at GP Financial Services. Here's a little code for you. So we talked to Bruce Gray. We talked to Ted Porter. Gray and Porter, that's the GP in GP Financial Services. Ted, I'm embarrassed to say that I'd known you guys for a long time before I'd ever put two and two together on that. Is that sad?
Nah, you had better things to think about, Johnny.
Yeah, so anyway, Gray and Porter, GP Financial Services.
My wife asked me the same thing, too.
Yeah.
What's that mean, honey?
Yeah. P, that's me. That's the Porter. You can get in touch if you'd like. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. That's 855-677-4040. Income planning, Ted, is a very important part of retirement planning. In fact, I've heard people say that if you don't have an income plan, you don't really even have a retirement plan. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, I would. You know, the days of rich defined benefit pensions plans are mostly behind us now. And as a result, the average investor has had to establish their own pension plans through solid lifetime income planning. You know, the 401k, which was presented to the American family back in 1978 under the ERISA Act, changed the landscape in retirement for most working families and individuals, because the 401k are defined contribution plans, not defined benefit pension plan. And there was no longer any security in the retirement savings, because retirement monies in 401ks are primarily invested in the cash cow of Wall Street mutual funds, laced with high fees, investment risk to the almost retired. So to dismiss the importance of lifetime income planning is dangerous and is essential if we feel you want peace of mind and an income stream you can count on to keep your lifestyle in the long run of retirement. And, you know, most folks know this, and now it's on the lips of just about everyone we meet with, but aren't taught to include this in their financial pillars for solid planning. We look at liquidity accounts and income accounts and risk management and medical risk planning and legacy planning, budgets, just to name a few of the areas of discussion and strategies here at GP Financial. But income planning is huge, and we want to be sure our folks are set up properly for that.
Well, just how well would you say the average person is set when it comes to having an income plan? Like when somebody comes to visit you for the first time, would you say most have an income plan that's pretty good, most have a plan that needs to be tweaked, or most don't have a plan at all?
You know, John, you would be surprised. Well, maybe not you, JB, because you have your own practice as well. At just how many pre-retirees are not prepared for retirement because of not having a solid income planning strategy in place, like I've mentioned, that will meet their needs in the long run. Once again, how can you plan for retirement, folks, with any kind of peace if you don't know what your income will be each month and have to be concerned about going up and down due to market risk? I mean, come on, is that what you really want? Most people don't. But the sad reality is that a lot of families and individuals are in that position because they're not set up with solid income planning strategies in place. And we saw that reality hit hard in the families invested in market accounts during the last two major market crashes between 2000 and 2003, and then again hit between 2007 and 2009. Many families were forced back to work or had to delay their retirement plans, and many had to move to new neighborhoods because of the risk that they were holding. So once again, income planning, when it comes to retirement longevity, is huge, John, and we really like for people to pay attention more to it.
All right, well, why is it that so many people are so woefully unprepared in this area? If it's so important, why do so few people have an income plan?
You know, I think it starts with those who are advising them in this 21st century reality of planning for longevity and their income strategies. I don't think maybe it's talked about as much as it should be. But as we move closer to our financial red zone, we've mentioned in the past, that 10 years before retirement, we should be moving into more of the preservation phase of our money and less in the accumulation phase. Doesn't mean that we don't want growth, but we have to make sure we're managing the risk, and that risk level has to be adjusted. We simply don't have the time or income potential to continue to risk our retirement nest eggs like we did when we were in our 20s and 30s and even 40s anymore. This is a problem for a lot of folks who come in to see us for the financial MRI, and the problem is that many don't even know it until we do our stress test and really look closely at their level of risk and how much it's actually costing them to be in these mutual funds or variable products. So I think it starts with who the advisor is and what are they teaching during the course of their working with them.
Give us an example, Ted, of what this looks like in real life. So when somebody comes in and they don't really have an income plan in place, you know, how do you put it together for them? Give us an example of just maybe a recent case where you've worked with somebody, you've put together a plan that really gives them a lot of peace of mind for their retirement.
Well, I will. And I think what I also want to mention on this, John, is, you know, I think people aren't prepared for not only the fact that they aren't being taught that, but I think the first thing as well is that people have to recognize the importance of having a steady, dependable income stream included in their total planning strategies. And they also have to be open to changing course. If they see that indeed this is an area that has not been seriously looked at or planned for in their retirement planning before, it's too late. I mean, change is not always comfortable for folks who have been kind of locked into one direction, maybe with one advisor over the past 25 years. And now they find out that they need to be moving in additional directions to shore up these areas of risk and exposure that they see now is very real. So the first thing I think is being willing to change and remain teachable, folks. Without that, you're kind of dead in the water. But we would be looking at their retirement accounts, their 401ks, their IRAs, their liquid accounts, potential income streams like pensions and Social Security and rental income. And with all that information, we're going to take a look at what their current and potential future expenses are going to be. How much income do they need to maintain their current lifestyle no matter what happens in the market? And have they prepared for the possible medical expenses like long-term care due to an unexpected, and have they prepared for possible medical expenses like long-term care due to an unexpected stroke or Alzheimer's diagnosis? Now, these are big-time expenses these days, and many people have never really been made fully aware of the risk or given the education to plan for it. With all this important and relevant information, we're going to develop what is called a structured income plan, and that will be funded by various accounts we've identified to the amount that they need to cover their expenses in retirement and assure them that their income streams will not fluctuate due to market conditions. And in answer to your question, we just finished up on a project with a couple who came in from our KSFO radio listening audience for their financial MRI review. And although, John, they had plenty of retirement assets, they were not structured to provide the income streams for them over the next 20, 30, now even 40 years. We were also able to fund some of those retirement assets to a very effective life insurance program with a long-term care component. So if they end up needing care at home or nursing home or assisted living, they're not totally depending upon their own nest egg to bear that entire burden, which is approaching $90,000 to $100,000 per person per year. And that type of unfunded liability, folks, can cause catastrophic losses in your retirement income and savings and change the course of your lifestyle. And I saw this happen in my own family back in the mid-80s. Now this wonderful couple has the financial pillars in place that will assure steady income streams for both of them and protection of valuable principal and legacy protection on a tax-advantaged basis. So if this resonates with you, folks, these are the things that we identify in our financial MRI. So take advantage of that. Pick up the phone. We'll take a snapshot of your retirement plan that you're currently looking to see whether or not you know where you stand and what might happen if we experience or when we experience another market crash. We'll do that stress test to see what kind of risk you're actually holding. So many people don't know that. And we'll show you and provide for you what lifetime income planning looks like and how it best applies to your situation. Once again, folks, if it ain't broke, we're not going to try to fix it. So if this resonates with you, pick up the phone, give us a call, come in for your financial MRI. We are here. Bruce and I are committed to serving you in a way that's respectful, with integrity. And if we can be of service to you and help you, then we're doing our job appropriately. So we look forward to the MRI visit. Pick up the phone, give us a call.
The number is 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation. If you realize that you don't have an income plan for your retirement, you can't see in black and white where the paychecks are going to come from. You just hope that you're not going to run out of money. That's not an income plan. You need a plan where you know tomorrow where the paychecks are going to come from, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, if you live to 100 years old, where the paychecks are going to come from. That's income planning. And if you don't have an income plan, the team at GP Financial Services can help you out. Doesn't cost you anything to come in for that initial consultation. From there, you'll gain a lot of wisdom and knowledge that you can take and do whatever you want with. You're not hiring them by coming in to talk with them. You're just getting some information. And, you know, if you want to work with them in some capacity, great. But that's not the point of this initial meeting. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. That's 855-677-4040. Come on in and have a conversation about your life. 855-677-4040. Ted, thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
John, it is always my pleasure, too. Bruce and I appreciate all that you do, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
We'll talk with Bruce again in just a second here on The Retirement Navigator. Ted, have a great week, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Bruce Gray is your retirement navigator, and his team at GP Financial Services wants to make sure you are well-equipped to traverse that financial landscape. It's a jungle out there, folks, and if you're not careful, you could get lost. So come in for a visit and let your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, build you a custom-tailored plan to lead you into and through retirement. Just call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
We'd like to thank you for flying with your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, today. And we hope that you'll come back and visit with us again soon.
Well, as we wrap things up here on The Retirement Navigator, we're joined once again by Bruce Gray, founder of GP Financial Services, available to you if you'd like to set up a time to sit down face-to-face with the team. You can do that by calling 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation to come in for a complimentary analysis of your retirement plan. And if you have a question for the team, you can head over to seniorchamps.com if you'd like to submit it electronically, and we'll answer as many as we have time for on the show. Again, that's seniorchamps.com. And Bruce, we have a question for you today from Eric in Berkeley, who says, my company matches my 401k contributions, but they do it in the form of company stock. I'm not that excited about owning a lot of company stock, but I also don't want to miss out on any matching funds. Should I still try to put in as much as I can?
Well, if your company is a viable company, and by the way, if they're giving away stock in their 401k and they're matching it, I would be hard pressed to understand why they wouldn't be a viable company. But I'd love to play in that band, Eric. That sounds like, and I'm talking as a man who for years has owned a company and has contributed to his own 401k. And if I can look back and see that somebody was there and doubled it, I'd be as happy as a pig in mud. Now, here's the deal. As I said in the beginning, it has to be a viable company. But really, when you think about it, as long as the company's in business, it doesn't have to be Apple or one of the high flyers that we've seen over the years. Hey, if it's just an average company and your stock's only growing at 3% a year, hello, it's free. So the stock's free. The 3% growth is just icing on your cake. In the majority of the cases, John, and I can throw this back to you, I don't see any reason why a person wouldn't want to get this matching contribution. Do you?
Well, I think there's an old phrase about not looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Yes, sir.
And, I think that kind of applies here. While it may not be the first choice for what you'd have for those investments, you know, it's something. And if it all goes away, well, you have exactly what you would have had by, you know, not taking advantage of it at all. So you really have only upside potential with it. Now, who's to say that once it's in the 401k and it's been in company stock for a certain period of time that you can't, you know, sell it and do something else with it? I don't know what the plan at your company is, but that would be something to look into. It may not be that you have to keep it in that stock forever.
Yeah, in most cases you can. You know, it's interesting, by the way, that I'm sure you've seen it, in generality speaking, people who have it all in their company stock never think to divest their interest of that and spread it out, and they'll have oodles and oodles of it. But around the Silicon Valley and in the area that we live in, I mean, this is not a bad thing, folks. If people are giving you a matching contribution, I'm all over it. Let's get in line.
Absolutely. Good question, yep. Eric. Lucy is in lovely Discovery Bay and says, what do you consider a reasonable amount to pay for financial advice?
Well, it depends upon really what we're talking about, Lucy. One of the first questions, Lucy, that people ask when they sit down, and quite honestly, it kind of disturbs me a bit, is, well, what are your fees? And I have often said, well, now let me ask you something. If I told you my fees were 5% a year, would you consider those high? And they said, well, yes, I would. Well, what happens if I guarantee you a 15% growth with that 5% fee? Is it high now?
And it changes the perspective, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, they think, maybe they think I'm being a Weisenheimer, and I'm not. The point of it is that don't go out and shop fees, go out and shop advisors. Then make the determination whether the fee is accurate. People who shop fees are in all probability going to make a mistake. You can't do what we do at GP Financial without having something of a fee to do it. What do I mean by that? Well, we give out gifts to our clients at Thanksgiving and Christmas and for birthdays. We send out a newsletter every month. We do a whole bunch of things that recognize our clients. Now, I can't do that for nothing. And if I charge a minimum fee, then it's just enough for me to live on. I can't do it at all. And yet I found that all clients want to be informed. Now, typically my fee might run in the 1-1.25 bracket. And that is, when you consider it, a very low fee. Now, you might hear a stockbroker say that, but then they will turn around and encourage you or invest your money in mutual funds, which adds another 3.17% fees, according to Forbes magazine. Well, we don't do that. When we talk about a fee of 1-1.25, that is basically what you pay in fees and charges. We give you very reduced fees on your market accounts that through Fidelity, because we actually manage accounts for Fidelity. And Smith Barney and several other companies, our registered advisory firm, is a institutional money manager, so we have pretty long arms. So fees and charges are not an area that we have any angst or problems. I will tell you this, I am always concerned when the first thing people ask me when they sit down is, what are your fees? I think the real question that you need to know is, what type of job do you do for your clients? And then you'll discuss fees somewhere down the road. Why does that concern me? Well, listen, after all these years, I'm fairly comfortable. And if I wasn't, I shouldn't be in the business. But after all these years, I've learned that a person who's out fee shopping rarely gets the best job done for them. And in the end, they pay more in fees than they're ever realizing by the gains that they didn't get and the expertise that they didn't enjoy. So, you know, I'm just being honest. Probably shouldn't be so honest on the radio, huh, John? But the person who just is shopping fees and they've gone from advisor to advisor probably doesn't have that good of a plan in place unless they themselves are gurus in investment. And if they are, what in the world do you have an advisor for in the first place?
There you go. That's well said. Nothing wrong with being honest on the radio. That's why we like you. Last question for you. This comes to us from Annie in Oakland. Sorry, it almost looked like Annie Oakley for a second.
That's cute.
But Annie in Oakland, who says, I want to be more aggressive with my retirement savings, but my husband is constantly saying we should take less risk. Is it unusual to have disagreements between spouses like this? Certainly not in the Gray household, right?
Is it unusual to see the sun go down, Annie? My wife and I don't argue about it. Really and truly, she's a very smart lady, but when it comes to the investing, she just says, what are we doing, honey? and lets it go. Is it unusual, Annie? Not at all. We see that all the time. Sometimes, Annie, it's not resolvable. Usually, one or the other will say, well, that's your retirement money and you can deal with it as you like, and I will take care of mine or have mine done in the way that I prefer, and all's well that ends well. And I would encourage you to be careful with being more aggressive in a market like we have today. Why do I say that? well, the market is overbought. We are paying more for stocks today than they are worth. And people say, how do you pay more for something than it's worth? Whatever you pay for it, that's what it's worth. Well, that's determined by the Government Accountability Office. You see, they determine the actual value on of a company, whether it's GE or Apple or whoever, as its replacement value. And they publish that information as well. Now, if the stock on the stock market is selling for more than it would cost you to write a check and replace that company, doesn't it make sense that it's overvalued? Well, that's what we see in an overvalued stock and an overvalued market. We're paying more for it. In other words, if new cars are selling for $40,000 a piece and there's some guy on the corner that's selling them for $50,000, he's overvalued his cars, hadn't he? And that's the same thing that happens with stocks. So I appreciate the fact that you want to be more aggressive. I would certainly encourage you to pick up your telly at the end of this broadcast and give us a call here at GP Financial, because we need to talk about what is more aggressive, what is less aggressive, what are we really talking about, because those adjectives could describe a number of people in a number of different ways.
First time I've heard anybody call it a telly in a few decades. So, Annie, if you want to pick up that telly and call Bruce, maybe, Bruce, you should give us an idea of what happens when somebody does that.
It's my English heritage.
Yeah, apparently. You're so classy.
Well, I try not to cuss when the women are around. That's classy, isn't it?
Exactly.
What does it look like? Well, it looks like the same thing that you would do physically if you went in to see a qualified physician. We're going to look at the data. We're going to see where you are and what your tolerance is for aggression and what your tolerance is for losses and just who you are financially and what you are, not who you are as to what kind of clothes you wear, what kind of car that you drive, but who are you financially? Are you conservative? Are you moderate? Are you aggressive? Does that vacillate with the market trends? All these things can exist, folks, and we need to know that because you want to have a portfolio that's designed for you. Listen, you wouldn't go down to Goodwill and buy all your clothes two or three sizes inexpensively, but two or three sizes too large. Your clothes have to fit you for you to look properly, and your portfolio needs to fit you for you to get the proper growth and the proper protection and all the things that goes with a properly designed portfolio. So I would encourage you to give us a call. A lot of times we can discuss or solve your problem right on the phone. Some people choose to come in and spend some time and get a little more in-depth or have a time to look eye to eye. I really like that personally. When I do business with somebody, I wouldn't trust my life savings to somebody over the telephone. Why, they could be working out of a phone booth for all you know. So I think it's a good thing for people to come in and visit, and we will actually bake you a cookie and have a cup of tea for you or a cup of coffee, whatever you like. But just give us a call, because your retirement, never forget, can be based very, very, very strongly on the decisions you make today about what advice you take, about how you invest, what you pay for your, those charges and fees and so on. So that's going to affect what you have in your retirement years. Give us a call. Let's talk about this and let's answer any questions that you might have on your mind.
855-677-4040 is the number. 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation. Come in, get that second opinion from the team at GP Financial. You also get a copy of Bruce's book. Is your IRA an IOU to the IRS? And Bruce, I just realized, telly is actually what British people call their television, not their phone. So you encouraged people to pick up their television and give you a call. So I just wanted to clarify that you should be using your iPhone or your Samsung device, whatever you have. Don't try to call us on your television.
Well, I like
to be sure we were clear on that.
Well, I like the way you pulled the covers off. We used to be friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's always next week.
Besides, if I didn't know it, maybe they didn't know it, and it would have been all right.
Just here to educate folks. That's what we're here for. Again, the number to call if you'd like to reach out is 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Bruce, always a pleasure, buddy. Good talking with you.
Pleasure's mine. Hope you have a great week, John.
We'll do it again next week, same time, same place, right here on The Retirement Navigator.
Information heard on The Retirement Navigator is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. GP Financial Services founder Bruce Gray has more than 45 years of experience in the financial world and has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Investment advisory services are offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.